This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Have you ever been to a lost and found department in a retail store only to have them tell you that what you lost was not found? Were you disappointed that you would never see that item again? The Bible has a lost and found department. It's the 15th chapter of Luke, where a lost sheep is found, a lost coin is recovered, and a lost son comes home. In telling us that prodigals can come home, Jesus said in Luke chapter 15, beginning in verse 11, that a certain man had two sons, and the younger of these sons, despising the life that the father had provided, said to his dad, "Father, give me my inheritance." And the younger son left his father's house and wasted his substance on riotous living. And when he had spent it all, he came to himself, repented, and said, "I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." And the son arose and came to his father, expecting condemnation, yet receiving forgiveness. When the son was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the father said, "My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And the people rejoiced. A sinner had come home. In his book, No Wonder They Call Him the Savior, Max Lucado tells a story about a young girl from Brazil named Christina who wanted to see the world. Discontent with a home having only a pallet on the floor, a wash basin, and a wood-burning stove, and despising the life her mother had given her, that young girl occupied her time dreaming of a better life in the city. One morning, she slipped away, breaking her mother's heart. Knowing what life on the streets would be like for her young, attractive daughter, the mother, Maria, hurriedly packed to go find her. On her way to the bus stop, she entered a drugstore to get one last thing: pictures. She sat in the photograph booth, closed the curtain, and spent all she could on pictures of herself. With her purse full of small black and white photos, she boarded the next bus to the city. The mother, Maria, knew Christina had no way of earning money. She also knew that her daughter was too stubborn to give up. When pride meets hunger, a human will do things that were before unthinkable. Knowing this, Maria began her search in bars, hotels, and nightclubs, any place with a bad reputation. She went to them all, and at each place, she left her picture, taped on a bathroom mirror, tacked to a hotel bulletin board, fastened to a corner phone booth, and on the back of each photo, she wrote a note. It wasn't too long before both the money and the pictures ran out, and the mother, Maria, had to go home. The weary mother wept as the bus began its long journey back to her small village. It was a few weeks later that young Christina descended the hotel stairs. Her young face was tired. Her brown eyes no longer danced with youth, but spoke of pain and fear. Her laughter was broken. Her dream had become a nightmare. 1,000 times over, she had longed to trade those countless beds for her secure pallet. Yet the little village was, in too many ways, too far away, too far off. As Christina reached the bottom of the stairs, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there in the lobby mirror was a small picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned and her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed the small photo. Written on the back was this compelling invitation: "Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home." She did. If you are a prodigal sick of the life that God has provided, get homesick for heaven. Repent and come home to God, because this is God's message for you. Whatever you have done, whatever you've become, it doesn't matter. God will receive you home. You can come home. Hey, there's no better time than the present to reestablish your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus. Come home. Come home. Come home. Do it now. Do it today.